But this doesn't move the conversation forward. You have to find something else. And I then try tone of voice. Do you ever do that? Do you ever try to talk the person into a soft landing? Try to let them know the ending is near? Right. Good. Okay, then. Good. Good. Okay. Good. Yep. Okay. Good. Ah, there he goes again.
I have a reading assignment for you, friends. I'd like you to go to getlasik.me, getlasik.me. That's the website for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. And I would like you to read the testimonials that people have posted there about the result that they've experienced with LASIK. Got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists in the world there. But what happens when minutes after this procedure is over and the world comes into crystal clear, high-definition view again for the first time in many cases in decades for some, years for others, and sometimes the first time in a lifetime. This is the miracle that LASIK is. And as low as $749 per eye, this is certainly worth looking into. Doing away with glasses, contact lenses, all of that hassle, and you've got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists right here in Montgomery with Dr. Swan and Shin. Step one, though, for anybody interested is to be seen by a refractive surgery counselor. No charge for that. Only takes a few minutes. This is a legacy practice that's been around since 1945. So they run a really tight ship there. They'll get you in and get you out. And if you are a candidate for LASIK, there's a number of financing options available to you. But take that first step. Either read the testimonials at getlasik.me and get into the idea. Or just call 272-2020 and make your appointment today with Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. 8131 Seton Place, across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
As we roll on into the 5 o'clock portion of our rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a couple of accidents that may slow you down. The big one is at the interchange right on I-85 South as you approach I-65. We also see an accident on I-65 southbound just south of Highway 14, so be careful there. And the police are still mopping up an accident on the Northern Boulevard right before you get onto I-65. Watch the traffic around you, be careful, and let's get home safely this afternoon. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems. They keep your pets safe and at home and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Labor Day weekend may have passed, and maybe you haven't found that perfect machine for enjoying the water. Now me, given a choice, and I've done them both, between a boat and a jet ski, I'll take the jet ski every time. The place to get the original jet ski, the Kawasaki here in Montgomery, that would be Adams Motorsports. They have Kawasaki jet skis you can get serviced there. In fact, they can set up your entire rig so you can take it to the lake and enjoy it in time for this weekend because there is plenty of warm weather left. Get the original. That's Kawasaki. And speaking of them, and Suzuki, and Polaris, they carry all the great brand names in outdoor fun. And here's the good news. Assuming, like most, you want to finance your purchase at Adams Motorsports, the manufacturers put up their money, and they set the credit standard. So it's far more consumer-friendly than what you're going to get from a bank. So stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle, and get ready for some fun on-road, off-road, or in the water at Adams Motorsports. Start at adamsmotorsports.com.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Answers now following the disappearance of a 65-year-old missing Uniontown man, Archie Evans, who has been missing for more than 3 weeks. Evans' pickup truck was found in the 8100 block of County Road 12. A driver spotted something in the woods, then called 911. When Uniontown police arrived, Evans' pickup truck was found between two trees in that wooded area. And after a four-hour search, his body was discovered a couple hundred yards from his car. Evans' body has been sent to forensics to determine the cause of death. Plus, Hurricane Dorian may not be much of a threat to the river region, but for people on the East Coast, that's a different story. You have the chance to help those affected by the storm by shopping at Winn-Dixie. The store's parent company, Southeastern Grocers, announced that it's raising money to help people in the Bahamas and those along the eastern seaboard of the U.S. Every dollar raised at Winn-Dixie locations is going directly to the American Red Cross's disaster relief program, providing victims with food, shelter, counseling, and other assistance. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As the Hurricane Dorian threat shifts towards the Carolinas, our hot, dry weather pattern rolls on and on. Sunshine dominates. High temperature 96 to 98 today and tomorrow with the heat index near or above 100. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, very high. Highs near 100. Rain chances averaging about 10% each day through Monday. And then widely scattered storms return on Tuesday. The tropics are very active, not just Hurricane Dorian. Stay on top of the action, plus access to all my blog updates and videos by going to the App Store and downloading our weather app now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. It's going to come in handy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We talk about it every day. Seems your love don't wanna come out. I've been wrong so long and played little games. Just can't believe I could ever change. But I will for you.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Seems we're all set here. Joey Clark filling in for Greg Budell. Terry Adams, the Prime Minister of Playtime, as you just heard Greg talking about. A lot going on at Allen's Motor Sports.
Yeah, there's a lot of motor sports in school.
And of course, 84 Southern Wood.
I take myself sometimes.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, sometimes it's inappropriate to do that in front of other people, Clay.
Oh, well.
And, you know, sometimes I just like to tickle my own ears with It's You Girl by the Brothers Johnson from the Blam album. And on the phone, joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Hey, Brant, how are you?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We're having some fun today.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, we took on Bernie Sanders and his comments last night. Well, really, the worst offender was the questioner. He was so worried about the population bomb. So I had to school Bernie and this earnest questioner worrying about overpopulation, about the bet Julian Simon, the business professor and the biologist Paul Ehrlich made back in the 80s, that, you know, the price of, essentially Julian Simon's like, hey, Paul, you can pick whatever basket of commodities you want, and I bet you within 10 years they'll be cheaper. And Ehrlich's like, no way, with all the overpopulation that's about to happen, I'll be surprised the UK still exists in the year 2000. So he picked a few precious metals, and Simon, the free market economist, won. So kind of just saying, don't deny human ingenuity and free markets and our ability to innovate and find new resources. It's a remarkable thing. And it's in many ways what y'all do, you know, when you're investing in the stock market. I know the idea is, you know, grow your portfolios for your clients, for yourselves, and, you know, make it work. But the function of that, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're allocating capital where it needs to go.
Well, no, yeah, that's absolutely right. Now, so tell me again. So the premise was that commodity prices would go down because of the population growth?
Or no, they would go up. Paul Ehrlich wrote this book called The Population Bomb. And so he thought the price of everything would go up because there would just be less and less with more people on the earth consuming more
less
and more.
Resources. Yeah.
And Julian Simon's like, no, because of dynamic markets, we will probably see the fall in prices of all sorts of things.
And okay, yeah.
This is from 80
to 90. I misheard you because when you first said that, I thought you said something about them going down. I was like, well, that doesn't make much sense. But okay, no, well, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it was a fun wager. Fun wager. But today on the, I just checked it out, the Dow and gangbusters, man. What's the cause of the one of the most successful days on the market in a couple weeks here?
No, it was because of this big headline that we saw that was talking about, you know, that Chinese negotiators reached out to Washington and said, hey, we want to get together in October. This is going to be a for real meeting, you know. We see a pathway to get a deal done is essentially the summary of the entire exchange. And that got the market pretty jacked up. And, you know, we'll see if that actually happens. I mean, we've been down this path before. There are a number of people out there who keep a close watchful eye on this whole thing, and they say, you know, they'd be shocked if a deal was done, you know, in 2020 even. But, you know, you never can tell. As I've said many, many times, and I've been pretty consistent about this, I mean, China really is suffering in a pretty big way. I mean, if you look at capital flows and you look at dollars that are flying out of that country at a pretty fast pace, you know, that's becoming quite problematic for China. And I don't know that I would go as far to say that they're losing control of the situation, but it's certainly not a very easy exercise to fend off what is happening in the currency markets, what's happening with interest rates globally, you know, and two, what's happening with the fallout from our corporate tax rate coming down as much as it has. You know, we saw, you know, an initial wave in 2018 of that, but certainly in 2019, it's really beginning to impact not just China, but a lot of other countries around the world. And so I think that they're coming to the conclusion now that maybe this isn't a bet, you know, that they really want to make.
Right.
And so they're continuing the dialogue. They've actually sort of dialed it up, if you will, obviously, as a result of this headline we saw today. So, and I would also say that there might be some legs to it only because when you follow certain very defensive-type sectors, that's your first clue if there's any meat on the bone.
Right.
And when you look at the action today in gold, you look at the action in the Treasury market, the aggregate bond index, those are all confirming that, hey, this might have some legs to it. So we'll see. We will just have to wait and see. But you know, as we said, or as you said earlier, I mean, yeah, it's nice to see green, and it's nice to see, you know, markets up today.
Well, and it would be a huge, not only political victory, but economic victory if a deal gets done before 2020. You know, I saw the president yesterday saying to China, you know, if you think it's bad now, don't bet on me not being president. It may be even worse if you bet against me.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is he probably means it, and it's probably true. You know, like I said, I mean, that's you talk about, you know, rolling the bones. That's an old saying. Does China really want to roll the bones in this situation? And I'm not so sure that they really do. Because certainly if they plan on it, they're going to have to endure 14 months of massive capital outflow. And I think that when you look at how the Chinese really conduct themselves on a long-term basis, they're going to stick their finger in the air and see which way the wind blows. And they're pretty good prognosticators in terms of American politics. And, you know, if you, and I think they're beginning to realize another thing, and that is that a lot of the moderates and somewhat liberal Democrats have not pushed back on the president with this, and they want something to be done. You know, these business people in Silicon Valley are sick and tired of doing deals and losing their technology and losing right. their IP, you know, intellectual property, to China. And, you know, China comes into America and they set up businesses to compete with American enterprises, tech firms. Mm-hmm. And then what they'll do is they'll sue them and take them into court. And in an American court of law, they force these companies to come forward with evidence, mm-hmm. and which is their intellectual property. And they literally steal it.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's no way that American companies have any sort of recourse, a similar type of recourse in the Chinese judicial system. And that's just one of many problems. So, and we all know what Silicon Valley means to Democrats in terms of campaign donations and political support. So that's why I think China's playing with a real dangerous situation, and they right. need to really think it through. So maybe we get this deal done. We'll see.
And one more quick question, kind of a learning here. I want you to teach me, because, you know, we talk about maybe Europe, and I was reading about all these negative interest rates in Europe. But when I go back to my basic economic understanding, negative interest rate doesn't make any sense to me. Are they saying mm-hmm. money tomorrow is worth more than money today? Like, it just doesn't. Mm-mm. That doesn't make any sense to me. What, when you people read about it, what does it mean?
Well, yeah, so I know it intuitively it makes zero sense, right?
Right.
I get it. And when you say the term, people just look at you and kind of go cross-eyed. Well, we have to really understand and remember, you think about institutions, large institutions who have liabilities, whether they're pension funds, whether they're insurance companies, whether they're even governments, for crying out loud. A lot of these deals that are put together, you know, they have to escrow. They have to hold so much in terms of equity or capital on their books to back up these guarantees.
Right.
And so when you're in a local market, let's say like Germany, or you're in some country in Europe, whatever it is, a money center bank, an insurance company, these are the largest financial institutions on the planet. You know, they've got to escrow, they've got to hold that capital in something where they cannot lose, and they have to have a known outcome. There can be no uncertainty to the equation, if that makes sense.
Right.
In order for their actuarial type stuff to work. And so if everything in the local financial markets, let's say Europe, for example, which has really been where the big problems have been, if everything's not looking so great, you're going to go into, from a currency perspective, and you need to hold assets in euros, you have to buy what you have to buy for the guarantee. And so therefore you pick out the largest economy in Europe, which is Germany. You go buy bonds at the best rate you can. And if the problems are getting so bad, then sometimes getting back less than your initial investment is the only best option. And still the actuarial numbers can work in a scenario like that. And so, yeah, that's why it's happening. You know, and some people would say, well, why wouldn't they go buy positive yields somewhere else in another part of the world? Well, you've got currency risk involved. You know, you look at the dollar and the strength of the dollar. So if you get out of euros and you go buy treasuries and you're doing it at a time when the dollar has got enormous strength, if it goes against you, you're going to suffer. You know, so you've got to be really careful, and that's why you've seen this mad dash to these sovereign bonds where negative yields are just exploding all over the world. And then the last thing I would say on that, because I know we're getting long on time, mm-hmm. is that central banks are really sort of pushing on a string. They're fighting this deflation phenomenon.
Right.
And the only way to really get out of it is to monetize your debt. And that means more QE in Europe. That means money creation. You see this in Europe. You see this in, even now in China, believe it or not, and certainly in Japan. So this deflation effect begins to kind of feed on itself, and that pushes rates down as well. But that's a complex discussion for another day.
Sure. It's just I read it, and it's like, oh, my. Well, this is why, you know, people need to trust in you and your team over at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, because there are some very complicated situations going on, in some ways uncharted territory in the global markets. And that's why you need to go to the experts with Brant and his team. Give them a call, 387-0094. This will probably be the last time we talk this week, unless something big happens tomorrow. But I appreciate you calling in today, Brant, and teaching us a few things about what's going on today and in general.
Yeah, for sure, man. Enjoyed it. And we'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. And War Eagle.
War Eagle. Thanks, Brant.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Again, folks, give Brant and his team a call, 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
We got to hit a quick break. Coming back.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rolling on through the 5 o'clock hour in Montgomery Skywatch, traffic sees a slowdown on I-85 southbound. It's right at the interchange. In fact, the slowdown begins somewhere near Perry Hill Road, and it's slow all the way into the downtown area. Once you make it onto I-65, there's no problems for you. We don't see any big problems on the boulevard other than lots of folks headed somewhere. And Taylor Road is jammed up all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road, so be careful in that area. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Gardens Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Well, welcome back to Happy Hour, folks. Now, just a quick segment here.
Okay.
I've discovered something just now that I will not be doing this Christmas holiday coming up after Halloween, after Thanksgiving.
Which is? Well, do tell.
You know how Hallmark does their sappy Christmas movies?
Do I?
Mm-hmm. Oh, does Rowena like to watch them?
I came home like 2 months ago, and they had this stupid thing on there, Christmas in July or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
and they were playing all the Christmas movies. And she's a sucker for them.
Well, I suppose this is a warning to all the husbands out there who humor their wives as their wives enjoy these Hallmark Christmas movies. And also a message to all the wives and women out there who enjoy these movies. Hallmark, to mark their 10th anniversary, is this Christmas season, starting October 25th, releasing 40 brand new original Christmas movies.
Wow.
That means we're in store for 40 times the hot cocoa, Christmas carols, and tree lighting scenes, according to goodhousekeeping.com. Gentlemen, how do you, what say you on this?
It doesn't have to be Christmas, you know. They have their own channel. I know the little short mean woman has probably watched everything on there.
Well, now she has 40 new movies starting October 25th. I can tell
you. No. See, that's where you are wrong, young Joey.
Uh-oh.
Do tell.
They have two movies.
Yeah, they're
now
all
there's
the same.
there's 40. There's going to be 40 new characters.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
but I mean, you've got the woman who is a career woman and does not have any time to settle down or get married. And for some reason, she has to go back home from the big city to her little town.
Or something that has to be.
And she gets there, and after a week or so, she meets this dude that she thinks he's a butthole.
Right.
And they don't like one another. But after like a week, they kind of have this one moment where they touch hands, and then, you know, a week later they're in love.
And it's electric.
Oh, but then the suspense comes in.
Here we go.
Because neither one will admit it. And so they break up, and then he meets her at the airport or catches her.
10 minutes before the movie's over, they get back together.
And then it starts snowing, and everything's lovely. That's one movie.
I want to see what happens on New Year's.
The other one is, you know, they used to be a couple, and they end up back hometown, same town.
Okay.
The rest of the story is kind of the same, and they fight the whole time, and then, you know, he ends up saving the day, and they ride off into the sunset.
But there's usually a business or something that's long been standing in this town, and these new evil big corporations
come in. That's right. That's one of the big twists.
Yep, they're going to take it down.
And now you know that Terry, the little short mean woman, and Rowena watch these, and I must confess, if you watch more than a minute and a half of one, you will sit down and you will watch the whole thing knowing what's going to happen. They're addictive, man.
So you've described the generic Hallmark Christmas movie to me. We're going to test to see if you're...
How are we going to do that?
You're correct. We're going to do that by...
Fast-forwarding through it. No?
No, they have synopsis of these new movies. On October the 25th, apparently they're going to be doing it like every Friday and Saturday night up until Christmas. On October the 25th, a movie called A Merry Christmas Match will be airing. And here's the synopsis. For Corey, played by Ashley Newbrow.
Oh, Ashley.
For Corey, everything's fine and well until a visitor, played by Kyle Dean Massey.
Oh, Kyle.
Until a visitor shows up at her mom's antique shop. Their interaction causes Corey to ask one major question. Why didn't she follow her dream of becoming a theater director? More importantly, is it too late?
I mean, dude, I'm telling you.
Next night, on October the 26th.
This is going to be very suspenseful.
The movie is called Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses.
I'm waiting for the one with the jerk. Now, I do like the ones more where the guy's the jerk.
Yeah, I just have to say, being a 30-something-year-old bachelor, this is so foreign to me. Dude. Hey, Jonathan. How was your day? I worked out this morning. I went to class. Okay, you want to watch Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses tonight, bro?
I'm telling you, Joey. I'm telling you what's going to happen. You're going to talk about this, and it's going to pique your interest a little bit. You're going, let me just see what these are about.
No.
You're going to go home one weekend,
one Friday night. You're going to get through with the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
No, I'm not.
You're gonna go pick you up some sushi or something, and you're going to go home. You're going to be eating some sushi. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, let's just see. There ain't no games or anything on. And you're going to start. And you're going to binge watch for like the entire weekend. And you're going to walk in Monday just hunched over, all beta form. You'll be like, I'm a beta male now. Christina, I really thought this time Christina wasn't going to come back to him.
I got a feeling I could run for president now. No, but Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses, it airs October the 26th. October! A Saturday. Here's the synopsis. Even in the cheery world of Hallmark, the holidays are insanely stressful.
Uh-oh.
For Abby, played by Jill Wagner.
Abby.
For Abby, December brings a new job as an interior designer and a potential love interest who just so happens to be her brand new boss.
Oh, no. Not the
Things
boss.
Get complicated, to say the least.
I wonder who the copywriters are on this. Oh, my God. And I mean, there's so much going on here.
Like, especially if you could do, like, a left-wing intersectional analysis of this. It's like, okay, you're talking about rich white people, interior designers. And what, she's going to sleep with her boss? Did he promise her a movie role?
Me too!
God.
Now, we haven't even gotten into the whole royalty and the prince ones. There's a bunch of those.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like a foreign prince comes to town?
Yeah, somebody just shows up at your door one day and says, hey, Larry Allen, did you know that you were descendant of this guy that owned a kingdom?
No, I didn't know that.
All right, you got to go over here and do it.
I missed that.
We got to hit a break. Good, there's more of these. There's 40 of these synopses to read. So we have to hit a break.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic moving through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we still see a big slowdown on I-85 southbound in the downtown area. It looks like there's an 18-wheeler up against the barrier on the left-hand lane as you're going from 85 south to 65 south, but it has traffic backed up all the way to Perry Hill Road. Be careful and be patient. Once you get up on I-65, you're going to see another slowdown around the Northern Boulevard, but that one will go away pretty quickly. If you are on the boulevard, everything looks good. It's just slow around the traffic lights, so be careful. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, like the Huntington Hawks, has a winning tradition. Each vehicle goes through a 160-point inspection. If it doesn't pass, they don't sell them. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
There are a few situations in life more difficult or challenging than divorce. Guys, if you find yourself in that situation, let me recommend you turn your situation over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, dedicated to serving men in matters of divorce. They bring a unique perspective to the life-changing challenges brought on by divorce. It's not about winning. It's about making sure that you get what you're entitled to, that your rights are protected, that every minute of child visitation is arranged for, that you walk away with your fair share of the estate you built together in that marriage. You planned, you worked hard, you made sacrifices. You got a nice home, savings, retirement, great kids. Their job is to deliver you and yours safely on the other side and keep you out of the emotional hassle. Do not try and handle this yourself. Turn it over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, making men matter. The number is 819-4810. That's 819-4810, or visit divorceformenalabama.com. I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time, so I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison, and by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
How are you spending your Labor Day weekend? How about not spending as much? Come into the Home Depot and save up to 40% on appliance special buys. Get a Samsung washer and dryer for just $4.98 each. Prevent your clothes from being frayed and your budget from being snagged. See why with Labor Day savings. Today is the day for doing. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through September 11th.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tops, $9.99. Men's tees, $7.99. Kids tops and bottoms, starting at $5.99. Athletic shoes, $49.99 and under. Bath towels, $6.99. An instant pot or air fryer, $69.99. It's not your everyday sale. Shop hundreds of epic deals right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Hurricane Dorian may not be much of a threat to the river region, but for people on the East Coast, that's a different story. You have the chance to help those affected by the storm by shopping at Winn-Dixie. The store's parent company, Southeastern Grocers, announced that it's raising money to help people in the Bahamas and those along the eastern seaboard of the U.S. Every dollar raised at Winn-Dixie locations is going directly to the American Red Cross's disaster relief program, providing victims with food, shelter, counseling, and other assistance. And answers now following the disappearance of a 65-year-old missing Uniontown man, Archie Evans, who has been missing for more than 3 weeks. Evans' pickup truck was found in the 8100 block of County Road 12. A driver spotted something in the woods, then called 911. And when Uniontown police arrived, Evans' pickup was found between two trees in the wooded area. After a four-hour search, his body was discovered a couple hundred yards from his car. Evans' body has been sent to forensics to determine the cause of death. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As the Hurricane Dorian threat shifts towards the Carolinas, our hot, dry weather pattern rolls on and on. Sunshine dominates. High temperature 96 to 98 today and tomorrow with the heat index near or above 100. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, very high. Highs near 100. Rain chances averaging about 10% each day through Monday. And then widely scattered storms return on Tuesday. The tropics are very active, and not just Hurricane Dorian. Stay on top of the action, plus access to all my blog updates and videos by going to the App Store and downloading our weather app now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. It's going to come in handy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This Christmas season. Excuse me, this October, on the Hallmark Channel, tune in to Hallmark's 40 Movies for Christmas. So many movies we had to start before Halloween. On November 1st, two turtle doves.
Aww.
It's proof that Christmas miracles really do exist. When Dr. Sharon Hayes visits her hometown and meets a little girl and her disheartened dad, she rediscovers what the holiday is truly about. Love. Then, on November 3rd, Hallmark Christmas goes to the Great White North, Mounties and all.
Those racists.
It's called Christmas Scavenger Hunt. And it's about, you guessed it, a local town's annual scavenger hunt. The catch, two exes are forced to team up and keep the Christmas spirit alive.
I am in shock, Joey. And all?
Oh, here's one. Holiday for Heroes. All you veterans out there should love this. Audrey writes a year's worth of letters to Matt, a soldier in her brother's company overseas.
Oh, the dedication.
As the holidays get closer, their relationship intensifies.
Oh, my.
When Matt makes a surprise visit to her hometown.
Sure, his CO is loving it.
Oh, good God. There are times like this where I'm like, I'm glad I'm not married. There are other times where I wish I was. Don't get me wrong, but oh my God.
Dude, I had some Rotel dip this weekend watching the ball games that had less cheese in it.
I was like, what the hell does Rotel have to do with this? Oh my God, Kelly Pickler. I'm not making it up. She stars in a new Hallmark movie called The Mistletoe Secret.
Oh yeah, and see, now that's the thing about them. Every once in a while you get some washed up, you know, singer or actor that'll be in them. And the acting is so bad, it's good. It's why you cannot turn away. It's like a car wreck.
It's campy.
You can't turn your head from it.
It's so funny. That's so funny to me. But here, look at the calls roll in, 272-9228. What we're doing here, folks, is that today, Hallmark announced they're doing 40 new movies. Well, really just, you know, changing the ornaments on the same old tree 40 different times.
And Joey, he didn't misspeak. Not starting November 26th.
October 25th.
25th.
Friday, Saturday, all the way until Christmas night.
Wow.
So, wives, you're welcome. Husbands, you're welcome.
You sexist. What about us husbands that like these movies, Joey? Are you judging me?
Yes. Let's go to the phones. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Connie.
Oh, hi.
Sorry,
hello,
I'm calling
Connie
in again. But listen, you guys know how to make watching Hallmark movies fun. You play the Hallmark drinking game.
What's that?
The Christmas movie drinking game. Okay, like every time there's a snowball fight, you take a drink. When a big city person goes to a small town and falls in love with it, take a drink. Anytime somebody makes fun of a fake Christmas tree, there's lists that you can get online, like ice skating, and whenever you see this thing, you get to take a drink.
Now we're talking.
I like to break out the peppermint schnapps.
For a bonus, you get an extra shot if it stars Candace Cameron Bure or Lacey Chabert. Okay? So now you know that when you're watching it, that's how you make it fun.
Thank you so much, Connie.
Just go online. There's a number of different lists, and you can make up your own.
Appreciate it, Connie.
All right. Bye.
But, no, that just gave me an idea where, like, I can imagine 20 years from now, Hallmark's still going strong. This Christmas, Billy remembers the tragedy of his pop succumbing to alcoholism in 2019, watching Hallmark movies. Oh, let's go back to the phones. News Talk, 93.1 FM. You're on there. Who's this?
Joey.
This is Joey?
Your name's Joey?
No, my name's Tom. I'm sorry.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, I'll drink to that. That girl sounded sweet.
Yeah.
But anyway, can I ask you something to change the subject
real quick? It depends on what you ask, but go ahead.
All right.
all I want, because I know you don't never hang up on nobody, and you're the man. What was before?
Don't test me, Tom.
First time for everything there, Thomas.
Before Governor Grandma signed that tax thing to go up on the gas, what was the do you know what we were paying on the gas that
on a gallon?
State of Alabama was getting on a gallon of gas?
Highest in the country, I think.
Off the top of my head, no, I do not know that, Tom.
I know the total amount is
25 cents.
Well, that's like the total amount though. That's federal, county, and city, state, the whole shebang put together. That doesn't include city, county, the county, state, and federal tax.
You're right, buddy.
In that 25 cent area. So, and I don't know how it's broken down, to tell you the honest truth.
Yeah, because the gas just jumped. I got gas yesterday at this place for $2.10. Now it's $2.25. Now, if it goes up 6 cents, why does it go to $2.25 is what I'm trying to understand.
There's no rhyme or reason to anything about gas prices.
Yeah, that's just market-driven. You have to call
and
the gas.
And it's very particular to each station.
All right, Julie, you're doing a good job, and I hope you're here tomorrow by yourself. And nobody else is there with you because you really do a good job, buddy.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Wow.
All right.
Terry? None taken.
I don't feel the same
none
way.
None taken, Terry.
By the way, gentlemen, I appreciate the compliment from Tom, but I do not feel the same way. I think this has been a great show, a large part because y'all are both here.
I think we can leave now, Terry.
I can attest to the fact when I'm up here by myself, it can get a little monotonous.
Especially like this time of night when there's even not any lights on in the other room.
That's how I like it, though.
You are kind of freaky weird.
Yeah, I like
I
to
think
be.
You're a vampire, man.
I'm not a vampire.
I don't know.
Not a vampire at all. You look delicious. No.
Easy, Captain.
Some breaking news happened today, though.
Okay.
What? Remember back when Trump was about to go into the election in November? And there was one last October surprise. The Access Hollywood tape.
Oh, Billy Brown.
Yeah, Billy Bush.
Billy Bush, Billy Brown, Billy Bean.
Billy Brown.
With a B. It started with a B, man.
Billy
Come
Bean's
on.
Like Moneyball. That's
I'm not
baseball.
Good with names, buddy.
But it is appropriate. Billy,
you know, dude, that's why.
Billy Bush. Very apropos name.
Yeah, it is.
He was caught in this Access Hollywood tape along with Donald Trump. Now, here's the thing. The attack was clearly at Trump. He's like, when you're rich, you can do anything.
Right.
You can go into a humane shelter and grab all the kitty cats you want and take them home.
Yeah, grab them by the head.
So
hip,
he's
man.
Telling the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're rich and powerful, it's almost like, truth. You know, rich and powerful men have more opportunities than, he's say,
right.
Joey.
He's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They let you. That's the key.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And I've said this since I saw that tape. The weirdest part of that tape, because it's true, guys do this, but it's kind of like so blatant, it makes you go, ew. It's where they get up after he says the famous grab him by the, and they're walking towards the front of the bus, and you hear Trump saying to Billy Bush, is that who we're hanging out with today? Oh, my, look at her. Look at her. Okay. And then they go outside the bus doors. The bus doors close, and it's like scene. They shift into different people. He's like, oh, look at it's so lovely to meet you. Can I kiss you? Melania says it's okay. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, ow. Anyway, because Billy Bush laughed at what Donald Trump was saying, because, you know, Trump's kind of funny like a wrestler in that way. He's just so over the top in who he is. It's funny.
Yeah.
Even when you don't agree with it. To me, it's funny.
Yeah,
he's got this master persuader element to him. But because Billy Bush laughed, Billy Bush was done. Mm-hmm. Axed.
Mm-hmm.
Until, well, this Christmas, Billy Bush goes home.
Oh, no.
And he meets Miranda.
Oh.
He used to pull her pigtails.
I bet he did.
Now they're hanging stockings by the fire.
Isn't that sweet?
But apparently Billy Bush is being allowed back on TV.
Christmas in the Bush.
Yeah.
That's
probably one of the 40, Terry.
Probably.
Yeah, this is from Yahoo Entertainment News, so you know it's legit.
Yeah, yeah.
3 years after being fired by NBC due to the infamous Access Hollywood tape, Billy Bush is hoping to use his experience in television's wilderness, to his advantage in his new job. Bush begins Monday as host of the revamped pop culture news show, Extra.
Oh,
he was a rising star, just hired as a host on the Today Show when the tape emerged during the 2016 presidential campaign of him laughing to lewd remarks.
How dare he?
Following an outcry, Trump was elected president. Bush lost his job.
Man, I tell you.
That gave him a unique view from the inside of a media maelstrom, and he's using it as a selling point to land interviews with celebrities in similar situations.
The idea.
I, more than anyone, know what you're going through, and I'm not going to make things worse. I've already connected with several people I'm watching right now getting the flogging and the public shaming and the cancel culture and all that. I'm the first one to reach out and say, you know, you're in good hands with me. It's not that I'm going to nurture you, but I am going to be extremely fair and empathetic of the human condition, which is what is that we're all hardwired for good and evil, and we're not at our best sometimes. Sure. Actually, it's a pretty good idea for a show.
It is.
Like, I want to see Billy Bush interviewing Louis C.K.
Is he going to do that, though? That's when you get right into something like this. Is he going to be... Now, I'm with you. If you're going to be down the middle of the road and say everybody needs a second chance, you know, you deserve the right to explain yourself, you know, 100% if that be the case or what have you, that's fine. But don't pick and choose who it is that you're going to bring back from the dead.
Right.
Don't say, well, nah, Louis C.K., we don't like you. We're not going to even give you an opportunity.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you're going to be that way, as long as you're honest top to bottom,
yeah. It'll work.
I think that's not a bad idea.
Nope.
Yeah, I like the idea.
I don't trust him, though. Too much of a skeptic.
Billy Bush?
Cynical. No, just in general.
Oh, you're too much of a cynic.
Yeah, I'm too much of a cynic to think that it would be down the middle of the road.
But here, I'm happy to now shift gears here.
Turn the music back on.
I need the music back on. This Christmas, why not surprise your loved one with a new home, brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Eddie Bader changed his own life by investing in real estate, and because of that, he knows every side of the market.
I really think that's how he met Susanna.
It's a Christmas miracle, even though it happened in October. But Eddie Bader's, in all seriousness, he knows how to manage a property, so if you're looking to invest, have a property managed. It's a great investment, especially with a lot of turnover with the Air Force Base here in the River Region. But if you're looking to sell your home or buy a home, for, you know, maybe that family's growing, you need to fill it out. You cannot go wrong with Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. He's like Santa Claus when it comes to the real estate market. He's looking out for, well, he's more like something Claus. He's looking out for the naughty and nice, as long as you're looking to buy or sell a home here in the River Region.
You pick Eddie, everybody getting something.
Everybody getting something. The man has been working magic. He's got the magic touch. I mean, just this past Labor Day holiday weekend, he put a house on the market, listed it, August 31st. 24 hours later, September 1st, under contract.
Noise.
Wow.
It's almost like a Christmas miracle, except in September. So,
no snowballs.
Give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. His number, 322-0662. Down-to-earth guy and a top-notch real estate agent. Give him a call, 322-0662. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. And tell him, you know, Joey told you to call. And tell him, I want a Christmas miracle. We'll be right back.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
As we wrap up the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we still see a big slowdown on I-85 southbound. It looks like we may have an accident in the vicinity of Perry Hill Road, but the traffic is moving through there. Same thing at the interchange. It's real slow, but everybody's moving along. Just be patient. We also see an accident on the Atlanta Highway at Dalrata and Perry Hill right in front of the MAPCO, so be careful there. If you're on Taylor Road, it's extremely busy all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. The 31s are all clear, and there's no problems on I-65. If you make it over there, you got a clean ride. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger's on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Now that the use of industrialized hemp is legal since the Farm Bill of last year, products made from it have become the rage because they work. They work in harmony with your body. We're not talking about marijuana. We're talking about products that you can find at the CBD store. I don't remember the last time a store has hit the map like this store has because people have been waiting for these products to be available for a long time. At the CBD store, they have oil tinctures, water solubles, gummies, soft gel capsules, and people are reporting great success with animals, especially when it comes to treating pain. If you have an older pet, talk to them about how the CBD store can help you sleep better, reduce pain. Marisa and Laurie at this store, which is easy to find. It's at the east end of the East Chase Plaza. Go to Minnie Brown Parkway. Go south just a block or two and turn in by the Renfro's Adams Drugs. You'll